Much of North America is now settling into the cold, dark time of year. Thanksgiving celebrated the bounty of the harvest, and the farmers' markets have just about all shut down. But that doesn't always mean that farmers' fields are empty. In fact, a lot of perfectly good food often remains. Now, thanks to the age-old but newly popular custom of gleaning, some of the fresh food that would otherwise be wasted is getting to some of the people who need it most. Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom prepared this report, starting in a farm west of Boston.
Thanks for coming out today, guys. We're at Waltham Fields Community Farm. So we are going to harvest some lettuce and maybe some collard greens as well.
Matt Crawford welcomes a group of five volunteers in the parking lot of a small farm 10 miles west of Boston. They've come to glean, to collect the last of this year's greens to donate to a food pantry the produce that would otherwise go to waste. Matt leads the gleaners out to the long furrowed fields. Most of them are empty now, rows of soil waiting for the spring planting. But four rows at the end are covered in a long white gauzy sheet. Matt pulls back the fabric to reveal perfect heads of red and green leaf lettuce. In the summer, they would easily fetch $2 or $3 a piece at the farmer's market.
I'm sure most of you have harvested lettuce before, but I'll show you the best way to do it. Carefully grab it, pull it back, tilt it away from the ground, from the earth, and cut it right at the base so you leave the roots in the ground, and then you prune off any of the more dirty or dead-looking leaves, anything that's yellow, and then we'll put it right into a bag.
There's stuff besides lettuce. Leave that. We're just going for the lettuce?
Just the lettuce. Yeah, all this other stuff is weeds, which are actually edible, but we're not going to eat them.
Volunteer Bruce Bell gets to work at the top of the row, crouching down to cut the lettuce with a small, sharp knife.
This is a beautiful one. A few dead leaves, some dirt, but more or less a beautiful head of lettuce. I'm a gardener also, and I wish I could do things as good as this. Come out here to admire everything else that's so beautiful, even at this late season. Dead leaves here, throw them off, brush off the dirt, and in we go.
So why do you do it? Why do you like coming out here?
I like the exercise. I like the fresh air. I like the connection it makes to other people, that everyone should eat as well as I do, and I think I eat pretty well, and this is one way to help that along. You see how much, I wouldn't call it waste, but so much in the food chain that could go to waste if we weren't doing this.
I think the farmers have big hearts. They don't want to see food go to waste.
Zena Porter is one of the farmers at the Waltham Fields Community Farm. Porter says by this time of year, they no longer have a market for the produce left in the fields.
At the end of the season, we reach a point where our staff levels drop off. We've met most of the demands of our CSA. And if it's been a good season, we still have some food in the field. And that food needs to go somewhere. And so, you know, we call on the gleaners to come and get the last of what's out in the fields so it doesn't go to waste.
This community farm is run as a nonprofit, and giving back to the community is part of their mission. But Porter says there are also practical reasons for getting as much as possible out of the fields.
Sometimes it's really important to clean out your fields. It's important to get, you know, anything that might carry disease through the winter out of your fields. There's a lot of insects that overwinter in certain crops, and if you leave that crop to rot there, that pest can overwinter. It's going to be there again in the spring, and I think there's probably some motivation in that as well.
Gleaning is an ancient tradition. It's referred to in the Torah and the Bible. Leviticus chapter 19 instructs, "When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the alien." Gleaning continued into the 19th century as a social safety net throughout much of Europe. Today, there are gleaning organizations in Europe and the U.S. Duck Caldwell is executive director of the Boston Area Gleaners.
This year, we're going to recover over 70,000 pounds. That equals close to, when you convert that to 4-ounce servings, 300,000 servings of fruit and vegetable.
Caldwell says they pick at least 30 varieties of produce. All kinds of greens, eggplant, peaches, carrots, apples, turnips, squash, anything you might find in a farmer's market can be gleaned when there's a good harvest.
We're going to serve about 25 farms this year with our gleaning. there are well over 1,000 in this area, so the potential is huge. You know, we're doing a good job meeting the demand we're getting currently from farmers, but the demand on the side where people actually need this food, there's much more there, so there's a lot of work to be done.
After 3 hours of work, the volunteers picked 576 pounds of lettuce. They pack the harvest into banana boxes and load them into a van for delivery. Roughly half of what's gleaned goes to the nonprofit Food for Free, which distributes to 86 food banks from its headquarters in Cambridge. Sasha Purpura is the executive director.
Food for Free is an organization that essentially captures food that would otherwise go to waste, perfectly good, healthy food, and then distributes it into the emergency food system where it can reach those in need.
Food for Free staff make daily rounds to local grocery stores to collect good food that would be thrown away at the end of the day. But she says what the gleaners supply is special.
By far, the gleaners' food is, without question, the absolute best food we can get. It's the freshest, it's local, it's the people who are receiving it love fresh vegetables as much as anybody else does.
Purpura says it's relatively rare for food pantries to have access to fresh local produce.
A lot of food pantries can get food from food banks, but it's typically shelf-stable, canned stuff. And it's very hard for small food pantries or other things to carry produce because they don't necessarily have the storage for it. They need it on the day that the pantry's opening. It's volunteer run. And because the gleaners and Food for Free can deliver day of, it really allows them to offer more than just canned sodium-enhanced stuff.
In the basement of the Food for Free office is a food pantry that serves hungry people in Cambridge. Sasha leads the way and introduces me to Ada Navarro, the food pantry manager.
Good, how are you?
Are you ready,
girl? I am. What gave it away?
Ada has a kind face and an affectionate manner.
I love the gleaners. Okay, they come and they bring me fresh vegetables from their garden, and I give them out here in the pantry to the community, and everybody loves it.
Why do you think they love it?
Because it's real food from Mother Earth. From loving hands that planted it, and it's gonna fall real good in the stomach.
A volunteer, Freddie, stands amid boxes of produce and offers them to a small, frail, elderly woman named Anne.
We have potatoes, onions. We have collard greens.
Greens.
You want collard greens?
Yeah. And lettuce. You have lettuce.
We have a spring mix, so we have a. You want a spring mix or this?
A spring mix. Terrific.
You want green pepper?
Sure.
So whenever you can.
It's very good things.
Do you like the fresh produce, ma'am?
Absolutely. It's the best.
Why is that?
Well, very expensive. It's something you're hard to get. So I like it very much.
Yeah. Pay for it?
Sure.
What kind of things do you typically get this time of year?
Anything green. It's beautiful. It's what they do is so important for us. I get things I couldn't afford. I get a lot of greens. It fills in spots I would not otherwise neglect. And it is a little gift. So it makes people happy.
Visitors to the food pantry are young and old. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, and everything in between. Ada greets a familiar face.
Come on, baby, we know.
Rudolph West is a tall 63-year-old, missing most of his teeth, wearing an oversized trench coat. He says he's never heard of the gleaners, but he loves the idea.
I think it's a beautiful thing. It's really charitable, and someone's taking the initiative to try to do something for others.
West lives at the Y and says he doesn't have access to cooking facilities, so he can't use the vegetables. But he's touched by the thought of the gleaners collecting food for the less fortunate.
It's very helpful, and it's good to be charitable, you know. Pay your tithes, you know. That's my motto. So. I'm a very religious person, you know, which is a personal bond, but I hold dearly in my heart, and sometimes it's touching, and I shed tears over stuff like that. It shows how you can show piety like Jesus had. He was humble and submissive, and that's a good trait, a good characteristic. And I like that.
So a charitable tradition that dates back to before the time of Jesus is alive and well here in Massachusetts, thanks to generous farmers and volunteers. For Living on Earth, I'm Bobby Bascom at the Food for Free Pantry in Cambridge.